7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته dear listeners welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me Brother Yasser Ibrahim again we would like to send our condolences to the Imam of the time Imam Sahib al-Asri wa al-Zaman, to all the Shia, all the followers and lovers and admirers of Hazrat Fatima to Zahra salamullah alayha, as we are currently in the days of her sad demise. And one of the things that we would like to ask the Imam alayhi salam, that when he reappears, that hopefully he allows us to see and go to the actual burial site of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, to send our condolences, to do a Fatiha, and to just sit there and contemplate our very existence at the grave of Fatima to Zahra, salamullah alayha. So with that in mind, and being in the days of Fatimiyya, the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters, our dear listeners, is a book that is dedicated to her. As we know that this particular individual, being and having the status that she has, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also not failed to mention her. That there are certain and specific verses within the glorious Quran that speaks about this particular lady, this grand lady. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is around this particular subject of some of the verses and some of the Quranic mentions of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. So inshallah, please stay tuned for our next segment.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. The book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners is titled The Fountain of Paradise, Fatima al-Zahra, or Fatima Zahra, as the title says, in the Noble Quran. This book was under the auspices of Ayatollah Al-Uzma Nasir Makarim Shirazi and translated by Brother Salim Bimji. So basically this book, or introduction to this book is this. What follows in this brief booklet is a commentary of three specific chapters from the Noble Quran, which speak about the spiritual greatness and significance of the only daughter of Prophet Muhammad, Fatima Zahra. Translated from the original Farsi work, which was compiled by a group of Muslim scholars under the guidance of Ayatollah Al-Uzma, Sheikh Nasir Makarim Shirazi, and other sources to complete the discussion in certain areas, as have been indicated, this publication adds merely a drop into the endless ocean of the preeminence of the Ahlul Bayt in the Noble Quran, and specifically the direct and indirect mention of the leader of the woman of all the worlds. The leader of the woman of all the worlds, Fatima Zahra, as spoken by Allah, the Almighty. Every year, millions of Muslims cry for Fatima Zahra around the world. There are a multitude of gatherings, both commemorations and mourning ceremonies in her memory. So basically, this is the book that we have in front of us that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners. So this particular book has five particular parts to it. The first part is the introduction by the translator, of which we just read a small bit from. The second part is the tafsir or the exegesis of Surah Al-Insan or Al-Dahr, the chapter of Mankind or Time that deals with some verses that indicate the greatness of Fatima al-Zahra salam ala alayha, especially the time when she gave her food to an orphan, a poor man, and a war captive. The second particular chapter or surah that is discussed is Surah Al-Qadr, the night of ordainment or power. And the third one is Surah Al-Kawthar, the abundance or abundant good. The book then ends with the ziyara or the pilgrimage recitation or the visitation recitation for the mistress of the woman of the world, Lady Fatima Zahra. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon her. And then at the end, other translation available from Brother Salim Bimji is what the book ends with. So inshallah, for the benefit of our dear listeners, we will recite a small portion of this book, and we will do so in our next segment. So please stay tuned. Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled The Fountain of Paradise, Fatima Zahra in the Noble Quran. The book was authored under the auspices, under the guidance of Ayatollah Al-Uzma Nasir Makarim Al-Shirazi and translated by Brother Salim Bimji. As we mentioned, the book is a collection of commentary of three specific chapters of the Noble Quran, of the Glorious Quran, that deal with Fatima Zahra Salamullah Alayha. So we'll be reading from the last chapter that deals with Surah Al-Kawthar. Surah Al-Kawthar, Abundant Good. This chapter was revealed in Mecca and contains three verses, contents of Surah Al-Kawthar. In the name of Allah, the All Beneficent, the All Merciful. It is commonly held that this chapter was revealed in Mecca. However, there are some scholars who believe that it may have been revealed in Medina. Another option states that this chapter was revealed twice, once in Mecca and once in Medina. However, the narration cited on the occasion of his revelation attests to the first idea, which says that it is a Meccan chapter. In regards to the occasion of revelation, the following story has been narrated. As Ibn Wa'il, who was one of the chiefs of the pagans, met the noble prophet as he was coming out of the sacred masjid, the Masjid al-Haram. As ibn Wa'il proceeded to speak with the prophet during that short time, a group of leaders of the Quraysh were sitting in the masjid watching him from a distance. When As ibn Wa'il entered the masjid, they asked him, "Who were you speaking to?" He answered with the Abtar one. As ibn Wa'il used this derogatory word Abtar for the noble prophet to taunt him, because he knew that the noble prophet had a son named Abdullah who had died in his infancy. And in the language of the Arabs, a person who had no male offspring was referred to as Abtar, meaning one who has no posterity to follow after him. Thus the Quraysh gave the noble prophet this nickname after the death of his son. To condole the noble prophet, this chapter was revealed with the glad tidings of the greatest amount of grace, Al-Kawthar, an abundance of goodness from Allah, and that the prophet's opponents would be abtar or have no posterity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we truly try and understand the greatness of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha, and that we are of those who, if not physically and not by bloodline, of those who are of the posterity of the noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by our deeds and actions, inshallah. Inshallah, until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.